guys, this is checking the diary for Friday, the 24th of July, spoken by Elswith. So, it is already Friday, it is getting so close to the end of the month, which should be interesting, especially because I have been looking forward to a fresh new month. I absolutely love that. I've heard from a few of you that you have some neat plans for August. A couple are going on holiday, of which I'm quite jealous because some of these places sound amazing. Others plan to kickstart a new health routine, and I think that's great as well. You're going to find, hopefully, that you have some interesting and helpful bits for your August as you take on new projects. Probably won't help you, you know, with your holiday, your vacation, but seriously, do you really need affirmations or anything like that on vacation? No, you just need like a good book, a beach, or the mountains, or a hot tub, or whatever else it is that really appeals to you. For me, it's usually a tent out in the woods. Bonus points if it's within walking distance to a beach. I love that, as well as some trails and geocaching and anything that gets me out and about. For my doggo, bonus points for her if it has squirrels. On our last holiday, she got introduced to sheep, and the first time she saw them, she wasn't very impressed by these non-doggos who would not play with her. The second time, the sheep took off running, and that is when I realized that I cannot trust my doggo around running sheep because she assumes they're going to do the same thing the dogs in the park do. You chase them, you go around in a circle, you come back. The sheep don't do that. They just keep on going. Anyway, so my M&M experiment, which wasn't really an experiment, but oh my goodness, a lot of you do not eat sugar, like ever. So I feel moderately guilty for the ones that I seem to have tempted to, go out there. Thanks to Tony, who told me that, you know, of course, everybody always listens, and Biddable let me know his method is basically a non-method. It's just chucking them into his mouth. I can't believe I don't remember who it was. Shoot, maybe it's Wayne. Anyway, someone has the method of basically like pushing one M&M up into the corner of the packet before they open it, and I have a feeling like that's going to be on my brain. One particular person doesn't care for the brown M&Ms because he thinks it's basically cheating because it's the same color as the chocolate that is inside. And I will tell you, due to a few things that people said, I ended up looking up the way, the ratios, I guess you would call it, for the M&M colors. It's insane. There was even somebody, red M&Ms became a non-thing in the States, I believe, for a while. There was somebody who had a campaign to save them. I guess there used to be tan M&Ms and they're gone. I think blue are relatively new, and I think brown happens to be the color that you're least likely to get. I don't know. I'm not looking it up again. I really, you know, I have a good amount of free time because we're all in a pandemic still, and you can't really go out and do a whole lot of things, but I don't want to keep spending a bunch of time researching M&Ms. Anyway, I got some other color ideas. I love that Bliss changed it and decided to tell me about his favorite color, carrots. Now, I have seen some of these colorful carrots. I've seen like the purple potatoes and things like that too, but they always, either the good ones sell quick or they never sell. They always look sad in the little greengrocer. So I've never bought them, but now I'm really tempted to see if I could grow them. The problem is, even though I had a farm in the States, well, hobby farm, and I love gardening there, and here I love all my houseplants, man, I just can't get over the amount of slugs. And they're not even like these little things, but they're like take on a house cat size slugs. And I just can't. So I do have really, really nice light and a large window in my kitchen with a nice size windowsill and so on. So I need to see like how else you can grow some carrots. I'm tempted to see if I can grow some colorful ones inside. We'll see. One of our patrons has a new toy. I'm not gonna say who it is, so I don't make him blush even more, but his description of it, like, he needs to put that as a review for all vibrating butt plugs, because I think it would convince anyone to go for one. They're fantastic. Anyway, we had a fun chat about that, and I absolutely love the way he described it. So if I can get his permission, I might tuck that off somewhere into somewhere private, subscriber only or on the website, what his first experience was with it. It's fun to read. I know some people are kind of hoping the Magic the Gathering and League of Legends talk is done. I'll try, but Nexus Blitz is so much fun. It's like, this is why it's fun, because the game only lasts, I think it's 15 minutes. I think at 15 minutes, I know some of you are like, I don't even know what she's saying. Look up League of Legends and then Nexus Blitz. You'll see a map or YouTube or something. Okay, what happens at like 15 minutes, I've heard, I haven't gotten to there because my team always loses, is that the two Nexuses or whatnot start moving towards each other. So the game has to end. That's it. You go in, you got your 15 minutes, out you go. I think it can last like 17 minutes or something after all is said and done. It's chaos, it's colorful, it's fun. The announcer voiceover things are hilarious. League of Legends is actually free, and I'm not shilling for them, by the way, but it is free. So if, you know, when you're done researching the color choices and M&Ms or vibrating butt plugs, you can go download League of Legends and look at what this map is for yourself. Play, I don't know, Miss Fortune. She's easy. She's got big boobs and guns, so go for her. Anyway, I probably will tone down the video game talk a little bit, just because of what we have coming up with the Spoken by Elswith stuff and a few other things I'm working on towards August. So, I think that's about it. This check-in is a little bit late. It's 11 o'clock here. I don't know how long it's going to take for it to get edited and put out there, but for all y'all like out in California, it's early for my lovely people like Nick and Dave. It's, you know, you'll hear it tomorrow. What can I say? Unless you're going to live on my time zone, it is what it is. Speaking of Dave, he was telling me about having like a wish list or something, and I told him with him I don't need one, because Dave greets me every morning on Kick. I always wake up to just happiness, wonderfulness. It's so good. And then before he goes to bed, he always sends me a nice little message saying he's off to bed, and he sends me pictures from his cycling loops and so on. And Dave is also, he's my very first patron. He is, and he was the one who told me early on that I had like completely neglected to even put my website in things, and he had to Google it to try to find it. So anyway, I have a soft spot for Dave anyway, but I did tell him this wish list thing, you know, be serious about it. I'd like a canal boat. But he doesn't live close, so I figure it's gonna take a while for him to get those carpentry skills, like, up to date. Because, right, we're all about being creative. You can't cheat, you can't buy the damn thing, you gotta make it. That's what you would do. So, I figure, you know, his carpentry skills, gotta work on that. I don't know what actual boat building skills are called. I am not researching. I'm sure it's a thing. I'm sure it's not a fetish, but I'm sure it has a name. And then once he builds it, because he doesn't live close to me, he's gonna have to work on those sailing skills. And I'm very curious how it would work to get a canal boat from where he lives all the way over to where I live. But that would be impressive stuff. Now that is like the poster child that you could also put up there for acts of devotion, right? Built an entire canal boat, learned how to sail a fucker, like, I don't know, I'm really bad at distance, let's say 2,000 miles or kilometers or whatever, all the way over to the UK. That would be impressive. Or, you know, just continue sending your really nice notes in Kik, because I love them. Okay, so you guys have a great weekend. I know Dave is, because he also sent me a message today telling me that his weekend had already started. Mine has not, but I am going out today. I have found out that the botanical gardens semi-nearish me have opened. I'm really excited to go. Look at some plants, look at some flowers, just be outside and roam around for a bit. That's what I'm going to do to just totally fill up my soul again with happiness. I think that's it. There will be some new content coming out. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Bye for now.